to peace. To hello, welcome to episode 71 of 2P Start Live. He's Tim.
And he is Ray.
And we've got a very short and special show for you this week. Mostly because Tim was busy this weekend.
Yes.
He's whipped, and then he got back pretty late on Monday, so we didn't really have a lot of time to get this taken care of. And I personally don't have the time right now. With this and all the side projects that I'm doing, it's like,
Yeah, I think we should all be thankful that Ray's agreed to put anything together for this week at all, because the amount of work you typically put in is enormous with all the sound and editing and stuff.
Right.
So
it takes a good few hours. Yeah.
Yeah. If this isn't up to snuff, then I think everyone will understand and just be grateful.
But hey, it's going to be better than when I was solo, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm here, so.
You know, I listened to the one where I just went off on my own, though.
Mm-hmm.
I actually think it's pretty funny.
Actually, I enjoyed it, too. I thought it was pretty funny as well. But I think people were just disappointed with, the length and the
right. It's like, oh, it really was that short. It's like, you have to kind of look at it from, like, the perspective that I'm running it, where it's like, it's because, like, the whole thing was kind of scripted, by the way. I was, I kind of ironed out what I wanted to go over in the episode. So I was kind of intentionally doing it like, wow, like there's so much potential. Like, imagine where this could go, but like, it might go sour though, so I better be careful,
Right.
Like, the meanwhile, it is really sour the whole time, of course. So it's kind of tongue in cheek in a way. And so I think most people were just like, nah, that was horrible. It's like, oh, well, I'd just be glad you had something. So similarly this week, be glad you have something, because originally we weren't going to have a podcast this week at all until,
I can't remember now.
What was that?
Well, we agreed that we'd take a few weeks off through the year.
Right.
But we didn't want this to be one of those weeks.
But why did we decide to do this one?
I don't know. Why are we doing this right now? I could be sleeping.
Well, I know you wanted to go over some reader commentary, right? You wanted to discuss a few things.
Maybe that was it.
Maybe it was.
I don't know.
This is going to kill me.
Well, anyhow. There were a few really interesting discussions going on this week with our comic.
No, wait. Do you want to give this a segment name?
Yeah, I'll give it a name. It's called
Tim's Scathing Response.
No, not at all. That is absolutely not what it's going to be called.
Let's go, Mr. Scriptwriter.
We'll call it.
Do we want to go back to this, by the way?
Tim is gonna talk right now, and Ray is not. My favorite segment of the podcast.
Mine too.
Oh boy! No, there was a few interesting conversations. Racist zombies. That died pretty quickly. Actually, I think everyone agreed.
Zombies, well, that was the nice racist thing is that if it, oh wait, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I will allow you to join in at this point. Raise your hand, and if I call on you, you're allowed to join in.
The chamber allows 15 seconds to the
skinny guy from Oregon.
Well, that was what I found interesting was, when we release these comics, people don't always, they can't always tell if we're really behind the comic or not, Because sometimes we're just, like, full behind an idea, like, dude, this is gonna just fly and so well. And other times we're like, whatever. And so it's always hit and miss, and sometimes people surprise us as to the reception. And so with this one, we're kind of like, yeah, maybe. We'll see how it goes. But thankfully, the issue of Resident Evil 5 being a potentially racist game was enough to kind of get people off topic of, is the comic funny or not? and spend their time talking about the issue. I was like, great. All right, we started a good debate. Good, roll with that. Well, stay away from our comic, by the way.
Yeah, but, there were a few, number of people that were like, this is my favorite, and I think part of it was
the frick?
No, I think part of it was the artwork. I mean, I was surprised, too, don't get me wrong. But, your artwork was very well done. I think it had been a little while since we challenged you with, like, newer
real
characters.
People? Gosh,
yeah,
dang it. Like,
yeah, that
real
too.
People with, like, very specific gear and lots of detail. Women, thanks a lot.
Yeah, but you pulled through. I mean, and you didn't have a whole lot of time to do it either, so...
I did in one night, yeah.
Yeah, that was great. But yeah, I think the topic and all that, I think it all just came together and people enjoyed it. So I was pleased for sure. So that was one conversation. Another one was, are they zombies or not? And I wasn't too into that because, well...
Whatever, they're zombies, move on.
Fan. Yeah, they're zombies, sorry, DJ and whoever else. But speaking of DJ, A, where have you been? And B, you did start off quite a conversation, and I wanted to address it here in the podcast. And you were kind of upset about all the grave rising that's been going on, correct, Ray?
Hey, don't look at me, it's your segment.
Well, you know, I need a little support here.
All right.
So I understand. You said your deal, and I can see where he is coming from, and maybe other loyal readers. But there's definitely a purpose, and we don't need to go into it. But I think we both agree, Ray, that it's a great segment, and it kind of encourages new people to rise from their grave. And
here's the thing. It can only happen once to these people.
Correct.
Right?
Yeah.
They can only do that once. And then once they've done it, they can't come back. So there's incentive to do it to know that you'll get recognized, but it's not like, oh, here we go again. Every week, we're talking about the same person again. Like, that gets weird. And it's like, well, then how do we decide who deserves to be talked about when it comes to what DJ's mentioning, which is, why don't we have a segment that talks about people who have been there for a long time, or like mentions them and lifts them up somehow. It's like, but how do we decide who's worthy? Like do we have a vote? Like, what? There has to be a reason, basically. And
suggestion box is that place for the time being, because
but anyone's good for a suggestion box. They just have to have a good comment. We just have to pick their comment,
right?
Not necessarily that they are a longtime reader.
Correct. Yeah, I wouldn't... I mean, the podcast is not the place to say, okay, these 50 people are our most loyal readers, and we're going to, give one of them a gold star this week or something like that.
Right.
There has to be a reason beyond that, like you said. So maybe you'll get a suggestion box, maybe not. But I wouldn't mind looking into... And I briefly mention this to you, Ray, is some sort of reader response section where if there's an interesting discussion, or it has to be something different than a suggestion box, not just a funny or praiseworthy type of comment,
right,
but something interesting that comes up that catches our attention. Maybe if you guys are suggesting internet loot or something that we want to share, we definitely
gives us more opportunity to throw your names around. Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah, something like that. So we're going to definitely think through that, because I get what you're saying. When there are a lot of people rising from their grave, it's like all these other people are getting, recognition, and you've got these loyal readers who aren't getting any. But I will say this, and I think Roger Cat mentioned it. I did do a test post, and there's a certain select, I think 50 people that have a different... set of privileges on 2P Start than everybody else. And it's based on, I believe, number of comments on the website, not in the forum, but in the comment section of the comics and blog posts. And also, I think it has to do with the length of time you've been a member of 2P Start. So those 50 people, there hasn't been anything really special yet, but I was kind of just testing the functionality, and it's looking good. I want to recognize you guys in some way, and it's not gonna be limited to 50 people, but there's gonna be special content for loyal readers. So whether it's extra wallpaper, or seeing the comic before other people, or I don't know what it's gonna be. I'm not gonna
commit
to anything.
I wouldn't promise at this point.
No,
just because we're still trying to work that out. I mean,
yeah,
we're just debating whether we should be doing the site to begin with. So.
Exactly.
Extra content is a different thing to deal with. Like,
but one thing we might do
the way I see
is
if we can't get t-shirt ideas hammered out, like, when are we going to be doing extra content?
Correct. But
I mean, it's a struggle. I mean, we want to do something like that, and maybe we can get some ideas from you guys or something, but like don't be like checking the site every 2 minutes hoping for it.
No, I mean, we're going to do something at some point, but like we've said many times, our lives are so busy, and it's really tough to do a podcast and a comic and the various other things we do on a weekly basis. So, I mean, I wish we had more time to spend, but it's limited. So don't worry, there's something coming. Not sure what or when, but maybe that's...
But don't worry.
Don't worry. One day. Yeah. So anyhow, hope that helps DJ and anyone else feeling left out. But DJ, we miss you. You haven't commented much lately. It was good to see you re-rise from your grave. I don't know.
No, we're not pulling that crap. Thanks a lot. Thanks a lot.
Now we're going to get people like Andrew and others that haven't commented
re-rise
forever.
Re-rise from your grave. Oh, man. What a nightmare.
Oh,
literally.
Boy. Speaking of nightmares, Black Doom is not making an appearance this week.
Yeah. Sad, isn't it?
I know. People are going to be really disappointed, but...
This is going to be a sad podcast week. I'm sorry, guys. It's just, you know...
Especially because we can't remember why we were doing this in the first place.
But see, if you ever wanted an unedited podcast, this is about
this
as close
is
as it's going to get. Because I'm not going to go in and change anything that we said, so...
Oh boy, better not say anything racist or anything, you know?
yes.
So, was there anything else?
Well, I did have a musical Misfits planned. We could...
Okay, cool.
You want to just finish that out then?
Let's do it.
All right.
Wait. What? I really feel like there was something else. Hold on.
I don't think there was.
Let me look through the blog, see if we said anything. Let's see. Challenger approaching, something about Brawl. I don't know what that's all about. Yeah. How could we forget, Ray?
What?
We're giving something away.
Money?
A kick in the pants?
No, I didn't agree to that.
No, we're giving away a Wii.
We are giving away a Wii. Oh, jeez.
See?
Oh,
my gosh. That was the special something.
Oh, man. Oh, wow.
That's big. Smart.
It's not every day.
Actually,
it's a pretty small console, really, but...
True. Yes.
Yeah.
It's not every day we give away a Wii, right?
That's right. So now when we give away the Wii, does it come with a game, too?
It does.
Okay, so it comes with... Sorry about the game, you guys. Honestly, I don't think it looks that great. That's just me. I think it looks pretty horrible.
The reviews are pouring in.
What are the reviews?
The reviews are pouring in as we speak, and critics agree. What? I need a drum roll. I know that's going to require editing, but we definitely need a drum roll for now and for when we actually give it away.
Well, I don't know. It's too spectacular of a sound effect to just say for any random drum roll. What's the score?
Critics agree. I just looked it up just now. I figured critics were going to agree, but there's only one review so far.
Pouring in.
So let me put it this way. Critic agree that it got a... Oh, yeah, that's not very good. Nintendo Power gave it... 5 out of 10.
And see, they gave Sonic and Black Knight, what, an 8? So, you know, goes to show they rate pretty low, right? You know?
It says it's hard to enjoy your bouts when your biggest fight is against the controls.
That was about Sonic and Black Knight, right?
Oh, brother. Yeah, I know. That was about Ready to Rumble. But...
Alright, so let's get to this. You don't even have to play it. Regardless, thanks to you loyal readers and clickaholics, we now have a Wii again to give out to one of you 92 lucky sons of guns who left comments in that post. And you want to get this on?
Let's I'm not gonna phrase it that way, but yes, let us begin.
All right, here we go. The winner of, hold on, let me get my Sonic hat. All right. Pieces of paper in the Sonic hat. Here we go.
thanks for the play-by-play there.
But from in my formerly nicotine stained hands. I'm reaching into the hat. Yeah.
I'm pulling out a name.
I'm putting the hat on.
Pieces of paper are falling.
Are falling. All they're pouring out. The critics agree. This is a horrible podcast. All one of you. Here we go. All right. The winner of a Nintendo Wii and a copy of the critically acclaimed Ready to Rumble. I don't even remember what it's called. Here we go. Ready to... All right. Name is... Fierce Deity has won a Nintendo Wii.
Hey.
Ready to Rumble Revolution.
Congratulations. All he had to do was say the word anything, and that's all he put in his post.
That's very awesome, actually. That's really funny.
That reminds me of the Celebrity Jeopardies on Saturday Night Live. You ever see those?
Yes.
So they're all the celebrities are so stupid that when they come to Final Jeopardy,
right, they
Alex
do it,
Trebek,
and then they win. Well, there you go.
Alex Trebek says, all you need to do is write anything. Write anything and you will win. And they just leave it blank. So, Fierce Deity, you didn't do that. Thank you very much. You have won a Wii. Send us your contact information and
yes,
we will get that to you.
And thank you all for entering. Sorry you guys did not win. This is probably the most hated part, is that someone wins, but 91 other people lose. And that always frustrates me. But
yeah,
you know what? We can't all win. So, Tim, do we want to do a consolation prize?
Oh, well, you're kind of putting me in a bad spot here because you're not going to edit the podcast. If I say no, I will be the most hated person in the 2-piece start duo. And even though as
my
president...
My evil plan is complete.
As president, I have to watch the budget, but I guess I have no choice. For my political career, I will say yes.
All right. I think it's only fair since last time I dished it out of my own pocket. This time we can share it out of our account, maybe, right?
All right, Republican.
Bit. Yeah. All right, here we go. One more drawing. The winner of a free 2-piece start t-shirt of their choice is... Moonjuice 7.
Hey, somebody that comments quite often. That's cool.
There you go. 2-piece start shirt of your choice. Let us know. We will get that to you. So thank you, everyone, for entering. Thank you for being a reader and listener to our podcast.
And clicker of boxing gloves.
Yes, very important skill. I use that in the workforce every day.
Punching people?
Well, you know, I get on Newgrounds during work. Yeah. So, all right, so do you want to wrap up the show then?
Sure. It's been real. It's been fun. It's been real fun.
It's been a little exciting since it's been unedited, you know?
Yeah, this is cool.
A little bit. All right, here we go. So, we'd like to end the show with a little bit of a segment we like to call Musical Misfits.
Remix.
Some great video game songs have been lost in the shuffle over time, and we play one in full after the show's over for those who are interested. Our listeners get to trade off every other week with my suggestions. So this week's song was submitted by Roe J. Cat, called Lake Cave, from the game Harvest Moon Magical Melody for the GameCube. And with that, that will do it for this edition of 2-Piece Start Live. Join us every Wednesday for a brand new comic, and every Monday for a brand new podcast, just like the one you heard here, except a regular show.
Longer
so with,
and more
and
edited.
So with that, he's Tim.
And he is Ray.
We'll see you next week.
Bye-bye.